Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours today, Thursday, the 8th of May, 2025. It's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. The U.S. cuts $50 million U.S. dollars aid to Zambia over medicine theft. TIZ condemns detention of Cleaning Association president. And Australia Greens leader loses seat, cites Trump effect.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. The United States government has announced the cutting of $50 million U.S. dollars, which is approximately 1.4 billion kwacha annual aid to Zambia for medicines and medical supplies due to systematic theft of medicine and medical supplies. Speaking at a press briefing, U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, says the U.S. government has for more than a year requested tangible action from the government to address the systematic theft of these products, and the government has shown minimal efforts. Mr. Gonzalez has disclosed that the country's wide theft of medicine and supplies were discovered in late 2021, adding that an on-the-ground assessment and visited 2,000 private pharmacies across the country from 2021 to 2023, and 95% of pharmacies were selling the kinds of products that the U.S. provides to Zambia. He said 45% were selling stolen products that were provided by the U.S. government for free to the country, highlighting that government's actions have fallen short of demonstrating commitment to safeguarding U.S. assistance and lives it aims to serve. Mr. Gonzalez adds that the decision to cut $50 million U.S. dollars of medicines and supplies is not part of the Trump administration foreign assistance policy, but exclusively because of lack of action by the Zambian government to respond to the country's wide systematic theft of American-donated medications and medical supplies.
The United States can no longer justify to the American taxpayer continuing to provide massive levels of assistance when the Zambian government doesn't take the necessary measures to protect this American investment. And as a result, and truly with a very heavy heart, the United States government has made this very difficult decision to cut $50 million of our annual support for critically needed medications and medical supplies in Zambia.
Transparency International Zambia has expressed concern over the arrest and continued detention of Mr. Lawrence Makumbi, the president of the Cleaning Association of Zambia, who was taken into custody on Tuesday, 6th May 2025, and is currently being held at Ridgeway Police Station in Lusaka. Mr. Makumbi is facing two counts of criminal libel following public commentaries he made regarding alleged procurement irregularities at the Zambia Airports Corporation Limited. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe said this raises serious concerns about the use of criminal charges to respond to matters that could otherwise be addressed through open and meaningful dialogue or civil recourse. Mr. Nyambe said the TIZ is particularly troubled by the fact that following his arrest, Mr. Makumbi was denied police bond on grounds that the officer in charge would allegedly only be available 9th May, well beyond the 24-hour window prescribed by law for either bond or court appearance. He said if accurate, this development undermines constitutional protections against arbitrary detention and suggests procedural irregularities. Mr. Nyambe said while TIZ does not take a position on the truthfulness or legality of the statements made by Mr. Makumbi, nor does it make any pronouncement regarding the Zambia Airports Corporation or its board chairperson, it is deeply concerned about the broader implications this case has for whistleblower protection and the use of criminal law to respond to public interest discourse.
danger and the disadvantage with that is very obvious, because being, you know, a developing country or a less developing country, as others may call us, we need every resource that we can get, really, from our revenues and from all the different sources where...
We apologize for that wrong clip. However, Mr. Nyambe has urged the Zambia Police Service to ensure that Mr. Makumbi's constitutional rights are respected and that the due process is followed, including the lawful granting of bond or timely presentation to court.
TIZ urges the Zambia Police Service to ensure that Mr. Makumbi's constitutional rights are respected and that due process is followed, including the lawful granting of bond or timely presentation to court. We also call for restraint in the use of criminal defamation laws in circumstances where public interest reporting or whistleblower disclosures are involved.
In more news this afternoon, Zambia Railways Limited, in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, has apprehended 9 individuals, including 3 juveniles, for the theft of railway materials valued at over 209,000 kwacha. ZRL Corporate Affairs Manager Sombengonga has confirmed the arrest, which took place at Masuku Terminal along the Masuku Rail Line in Joma. She said the suspects have been identified as Webster Namunswa, Chakwanda Kayombo, Simon Wheeler, Emmanuel Mwale, Brighton Mudenda, Trust Kapopi, and 3 juveniles aged 14, 15, and 18 respectively. Mrs. Ngonga said they are currently detained at Champande Police Post. She said the recovered materials include 71 fish plates valued at 170,400 kwacha, 111 boats valued at 28,860 kwacha, 3 sleeper screws valued at 204,40 kwacha, 8 saw plates valued at 6,400 kwacha, 1 sleeper chair valued at 800 kwacha, and 4 U-blocks valued at 3,200 kwacha.
The suspects, including juveniles, were identified as Webster Namsoa, aged 25, Chakwanda Kayombo, aged 20, Simon Mwila, aged 20, Emmanuel Mwale, aged 20, Brighton Mudenda, aged 21, Trust Kapopi, aged 20, and 3 juveniles, aged 14, 15, and 18 years old, respectively, and these suspects were detained at Champande Police Post.
Now, the UPND Alliance has extended an open invitation to all leaders and members of opposition parties who have first and just expulsions, including the National Democratic Congress faction leader, Savoy Imboila, to join the UPND Alliance. UPND Alliance spokesperson Ezra Ngulube has reaffirmed its commitment to fostering and fostering an inclusive and progressive politics in Zambia. He said the UPND Alliance, under the leadership of President Hagainde Hichilema and Chairperson Charles Melupi, remains the most stable and credible political force in Zambia. Mr. Ngulube said the doors are open to those who share its vision of unity, democracy and national development. He has observed that political intolerance and factionalism have left many dedicated leaders and members sidelined. Mr. Ngulube says the UPND Alliance stands as a beacon of hope, offering a platform for all progressive voices to contribute to Zambia's growth.
As the UPND Alliance, we reaffirm our commitment to fostering inclusive and progressive politics in Zambia. In light of the recent political development, we extend an open invitation to all leaders and members of opposition parties who have faced unjust expulsion, including faction leader of NDC, Savoy Imboila, to join the UPND Alliance. The UPND Alliance, under the tried and tested leadership of His Excellency President Hakainde Ichirema.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Molonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited has commenced the installation of 3,000 new water meters in the final phase of the Zambia Water and Sanitation Project, a government-led initiative aimed at enhancing water service delivery and resource management. The Zambia Water and Sanitation Project is supported by a £156 million financing package comprising grants and concessional loans from the French Development Agency, the European Investment Bank and the European Union. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Colin Nzovo, says the project is focused on the construction, rehabilitation and expansion of water and sanitation infrastructure in Chidelabombwe, Chingola and Mufulira. In a statement, Mr. Nzovo says the ongoing metering program seeks to improve water accountability and significantly reduce non-revenue water, currently estimated at 39% to 25%, to align with national benchmarks. He said semi-smart meters are being installed in Chingola.